Brian brilliant to get the win. I'd say it was tough to watch on the sideline. The hurt must have stopped a few times.
It wasn't easy now at the end up. It was nip and tuck. Nip and tuck a lot of the game, but I suppose we were behind, we were chasing it, and then we got the goals and we got it turned, and it was just a matter of then holding on. And to be fair, we just about held on. Kildare probably say they were a bit unlucky to not come out of here with anything, and that's probably fair enough. You know, there was very little between the two teams at the end up.
And it was 4 points in at half time. What was said at half time to the lads?
The first half, you know, we, in one way, we were lucky there were only 4 points in it, and then we could have had goals in the first half. So, you know, it was probably wasn't far away from what it should have been. But we weren't putting in enough work. You know, there was a lot more work to be done, and the boys really applied themselves. I thought a lot better in the second half and put more pressure on Kildare. And, you know, obviously we worked the goals, you know, so they were big turning points for us.
And the conditions out there today, they played a big factor as well. The ball could have went either way, and when it hit the ground, you didn't know what was going to happen.
No, the underfoot conditions and then the weather on top of it just made football a lottery to an extent. And you have to give credit to both teams there today, because you know, the standard of football, whenever we look back at it, that they served up in them atrocious conditions, you know, it's a credit to them, both groups of players.
And for Tyrone now, the first win in the league, and you're also without a lot of experienced players here today. It showed a lot of character for the lads to get that win here under those circumstances.
It did, and it was good to see, you know, players coming onto the panel or into the team, into the first 15, and other boys coming on from the bench, you know, they really put their hand up and says, you know, and stake their claim for a place. And we'll sit there and look at this game now, and then we'll prepare for Donegal and see what the best 26 is ready for that game.
And what do you make of Donegal? It'll be a tough game as well.
It will be. Like us in Donegal, there's never much in it, you know, and going to Ballybuffet isn't a simple place to go. Mm-hmm. So it'll be tough. We know we'll have to raise it in our level, but I suppose we're just glad today to get points. We were hoping for a performance too, but maybe that was probably expecting too much with the environment out there in the weather. So, but you know, it was a real gutsy one just.